Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 260, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and my windows are open, and I just realized that means that the scream that my wife has to, like, plan her day around can't, like, be having, you know, doing telemedicine in the house when I do the scream, or, like, has to, you know, go to a closet and surround herself with coats. Well, that just happened to my whole neighborhood, so we'll see how that goes.
Maybe what we have to do is just make it a drop.
Screaming German shit. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think it helps me energetically. Remember when I tried to step back from it, and then I was like The Walking
you
Dead
lost
for
it.
A whole episode.
Yeah, you lost.
Lost my whole mojo. Anyways, it's Monday, October 24th, 2022, which of course means we are a week away from Halloween.
Oh yeah, that too.
Yeah.
It's also National Bologna Day, World Meningitis Day, World Tripe Day, United Nations Day, National Food Day. Shout out Tripe. You know, shout out Awful.
I feel like Bologna and Tripe Day are kind of redundant, because if Bologna isn't assholes, then I don't know what's what anymore, you know?
My name's not Jack O'Brien.
I guess tripe isn't assholes, it's intestines, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You just got to clean it good. Once it's cleaned well, it tastes great. That's all.
I mean, it still tastes a little gnarly, but I fuck with it in the right Korean stew. I will.
Yeah. You got to have it in the right context. I'm telling you, it's delicious.
Well, anyways, my name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Look at this photograph. Was probably taken by Miles's dad. Wish I had some MC Hammer pants to cover my milky thighs when I dance. That is courtesy of Fighter of the Night Man. A little Nickelback photograph. Appreciate people, you know, targeting my favorite song for AKAs.
Yeah.
Yeah, just one of the greats. One of the
absolutely
should be immediately added to the American Songbook along with This Land Is Your Land.
Oh shit!
Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Yes, Miles Gray, just getting back into town from a East Coast trip. Thank you so much for having me in a place that had fall. I just want to say I might have been in D.C., but I am firmly in the Valley. So thank you. But it's also just a trip again for, you know, coming from like the desert drought hellscape that's LA, where fall is more like, oh, look at the leaves turning. You're like, no, that tree's dead. To like actually seeing like the fall colors.
Yeah.
Pretty beautiful. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. There are so many leaves. It's wild. on the East Coast. Anywhere that's not LA.
What do you do with all the fucking leaves? I'm sorry, I'm showing my fucking like ignorance as somebody who like lives in a forever one note place, but I saw these leaves and I was like, yo, what the fuck y'all doing with these leaves?
You just rake them up, put them in a pile and jump in them. It's a whole thing. It's a whole tradition of fall.
But then people are saying, well, you know you're not going to be using your yard because it's getting cold, so it's not going to keep your yard in check. But I don't know if that was like a lazy take from somebody who's just sort of like, and they're this biodegradable trash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, not everybody rakes them up. Sometimes you just have a thing of dark, damp leaves everywhere like, you go. It gets slippery, too. So watch out for
that. Oh, hell yeah. Very slippery.
Well, anyways, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a hilarious and brilliant stand-up comedian, writer, actor, improviser, and biomedical engineer. You can catch her on stages across the country. Please welcome one of the funniest humans anywhere doing it. It's Paula V. Ganale!
Hey, what up?
What up, what
up? How are you?
I feel like they should have, like, you know, like they should have a fall leaf exchange program. You know what I mean? Send their leaves to less fortunate Miles across the country.
It's like a play in them. Like,
you're like, I've always dreamed of this.
Wait, where did you grow up, Paula V?
I grew up in Utah. That's all four seasons, baby.
Oh, okay, yeah. So what do you do with the leaves? Is there a thing to leaving them? Or like you wait till they all fall and then you like now rake them shits up because they all now they've all fallen down.
Are you asking if it all falls down?
Like, well, not like the problematic artist of our time.
No, we just, you know, you rake them as you go. It depends on like how many trees you have. It depends on like the type of tree, you know.
Right.
You got to make some deciduous decisions. You know what I mean?
Hey, look at that.
There we go.
Ooh. Spoken like somebody who has been around the seasons.
Wow. I know trees, okay?
I know. Words for trees. It's crazy. What's good? How have you been?
I've been good. I was in India over the summer. And amazing. Then, sorry if there's noise, there's roof work happening. They've been working on my roof for, I think, since all of the time I've been here. So, like, those people might just live up there. I have no idea.
They're like, we're almost done.
Yeah. They're just like, you know, the work, that music video where it's just like, I forget who it is, but they're just like, they're using like a wrench on like one of those big, like jackhammers, but like one of those big,
like pipes,
cranes or whatever. Yeah. They're just hitting nothing. I feel like they're doing that. They're shooting a music video up there nonstop.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was in India over the summer and then I was just in New York. I got back yesterday.
Oh shit. Okay.
Just like working and living life, you know?
Yeah. And when you say working, like you were performatively using big tools, like big wrenches and banging on pipes.
Performatively
and stuff.
Using big tools. That's how I would describe most comedy. Yeah.
Well, if you're in our king and savior Carrot Top's form of comedy, then big tools.
Big tools.
All right. Well, Paula V, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners, just a couple of the things we might be talking about today. We will check into the midterms. We will check in on the delivery robots that we've been promised for so long. Yeah. I have encountered a few of them on the street. They are unimpressive. Wildly unimpressive. So we'll talk about that, how the future might not look completely the way we all feared a couple years ago when Amazon was like, there's going to be drones just flying through the air like mosquitoes. I don't know why I'm pronouncing things weird today, but we'll go with mosquitoes. And then we might even get into vasectomy mania. Yeah, it's a big professional wrestling event coming up.
Okay, yeah. I'm listening.
But before we get to any of that, Paula V, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
The last thing I looked up was famous people from Lubbock because I was born there and my Uber driver was like, Jimmy Fox from there. And we found out he was from Terrell, Texas, which is 6.5 hours away. But you know who was from Lubbock? Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly was from Lubbock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Soon to be you on there, you think? You'll be on that name of notable What do you call someone from Lubbock? A Lubbockian?
That's got to be
a Lubbocker?
That has to be. There's no other choice.
It's got
to
be Lubbockian. And if Lubbockian. It's not, hey, Lubbockian. Lubbock, get at us. We have some notes for you.
We got to keep it Lubbock.
Yeah. Let's keep it Lubbock
I
over
hate
here.
Myself.
Oh, a Lubbockite.
Lubbockite.
They always go with ite. That's like boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Lubbockian sounds fun. Cool.
Yeah.
It's like swashbucklery. Anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, so how long were you in Lubbock before you...
I was, my
around.
Parents lived there for a long time, but I was 3 and a half, almost 4 when we moved to Utah.
Got you.
Yeah. But we go back, we have like family and family friends there, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So still something you visit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have family there. Like I have a similar relationship to Philadelphia where like my whole family's from there, but I don't have any like formative memories there. But I think just through osmosis, I get a lot of.
Yeah,
like,
I have that. I do have like some of my first memories there. So I do have like that a little bit. But right. Yeah, some of it's like just going back and hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
What is your first? I hate to just kind of go there with it like a stone thought, but can you actually think back to what your first memory is?
Yeah. So my first not moving memory, just like an image. My parents, I think this is what it is from my parents' stories, but it's like me alone and I'm seeing like a wall of like fluorescent flashing lights. And I think it's from when my dad and my uncle like changed my diaper at the mall and they both left me because they thought I was going with the other one. And then I got lost in the mall when I was 2 years old.
Damn.
Like some lady.
You went on a big baby genius adventure.
It was
sure.
Like night at the museum, but at the mall.
Right.
No, some lady, my mom was like, oh yeah, some lady, like white lady, like found you and she saw that we looked the same because we had like similar like noses and they saw like whatever. And I was like, are you just saying that lady was racist, mom? And that's how that's how I was saved by racism.
That's wild. I think it's so funny that one of the most vivid first memories I have is being lost in Central Park.
Ooh, that's a big park.
My dad was with me and then he turned around, but I just took off like at 3 or something.
Oh my God.
And my memory is of me just crying in Central Park and like a cop comes up to me. And I was like, yo, don't fucking touch me, bro. Hey, cat.
But 3?
Yeah, 3. I was with the shits. No, but the guy was like, hey... Yeah, like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know where my dad is. And at the time, this was the first time they said, what does he look like? I had no concept of race. So
oh
I was
God.
Like, and I pointed at another black dude. I was like, he's like him. And they're like, all right, we got a black male.
Oh, no.
And they brought a guy first. Another black dude lost his kid. The guy was like, nah, this ain't my son.
The guy was like, I'm not taking this kid home.
Yeah, and then my dad came. He was like, oh, shit. He's like, yo, I thought.
How many men are wandering around malls and parks losing their children?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's. I think it makes sense that that's like my first like real.
Yeah,
because
you were scared, like, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, I don't have any fear associated with it. I was just like window shopping. You know what I mean?
Right. You're like walking. Yeah. It's like the beginning of Saturday Night Fever.
This is why I'm a huge advocate for kid leashes. I'm totally for it. I'm like, hell yeah, dude, put them on a leash. You know
and
what I mean?
And a choke collar, too, to make sure that they stop pulling on that shit.
Little
you know?
Muzzle so they stop eating everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Stop eating that.
I just got to say, though, I mean, racism and the NYPD were the heroes of those two first memory stories. Yeah.
Hey, it was a different
time,
man.
But that's what they want you to think.
It's a different
time. Okay?
Exactly.
That was propaganda.
I think
our vital memories were propaganda.
Yeah.
You know what? All this reminiscing is reminding me of a little song that goes, look at this photograph.
Oh, my God.
It was probably taken by Miles's dad.
Probably. Yeah, probably like, this is my son. Have you seen him? He's in this photograph.
I'm actually a good dad, for real.
Well, my first memory is just boring, but it's Wheeling, West Virginia. And I just went back to the home where I had my first memory over the summer.
Oh, for real?
And it was cool. What is something you think is overrated?
Okay. I just started becoming vegan, right? And unfortunately, it's working. Like, I feel much better. But I'm bad at it, so I am hungry a lot. But I am like, oh, like, humans were not meant to eat dairy. So I think dairy is overrated. Like, every race is like, my race is lactose intolerant because of this. And it's like, we're all lactose intolerant. Yeah, none of us were meant to do this to ourselves.
It's so true. Like, I think like the Germans are the only people who aren't lactose intolerant, and everyone else. Yeah. Like my wife is lactose intolerant. Being married to her made me realize, oh yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. I just had no concept of my body. So I was just like, man, that was gnarly in there. Right after. Yeah.
We just think that we're meant to be in physical pain when we're eating. And it's like, no, what are we doing?
Yeah. I don't know how I don't have that. I have like whatever the opposite is. And my body's like, yeah, you like that. Here's some endorphins from cheese. Like, keep going. Cause I definitely don't like you said, it's so funny. Like any ethnic group would be like, yeah, you know, a lot of Asian people don't eat dairy, or like a lot of Black people don't eat dairy or whatever. And I'm just over here like, I got the other half of it.
You got the recessive.
I don't know what it is, but it's true. Like when I don't eat meat, that's the biggest thing I noticed from not having to digest, my body having to break down meat is like, it's almost like I had an energy drink when I don't have to digest meat.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, you're not bogged down from this biological process.
My favorite part of this is that I was like, every race can't, you know, eat dairy. And then Jack was like, actually, the Germans are the superior race.
Yeah,
that is what I said. Yeah.
One moment, Fraulein.
Well, everyone except the Germans. God, the best.
They got everything.
I just want to shout out my German accent because I did not know how that would go.
That was
went
great.
All right. Thank you.
You kind of nailed it.
You just got to jump. So you know, he just got to jump.
Yeah, we had a guest yesterday who was covering up his German accent. So it's good to have somebody who. What is something you think is underrated?
The block button. Ooh, I love blocking a bitch. Let's do it. I blocked people and then fully forgotten they existed. I like was so mad, and then I was like, block, and then like a year later I'm like, oh, I had used to have whole interactions with that person, and now my life is better without them. You know? Yeah. It's great.
Oh, man. But what if they're talking shit about you and literally one person is paying attention or less? Yeah. That's always my fear, and it's probably stupid.
I find people who have me blocked all the time on Twitter, and I'm like, oh, I wonder why they have me blocked. And then I'm like, good for them for keeping boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of proud of them. I'm like, live your best life without me in it, you know?
Yeah.
Know when yourself.
When someone blocks you, the only thing they're missing is you complimenting them on their boundaries and good mental health practices. Yeah.
Wow.
So you go block over mute?
I'll do mute if I feel like it will cause more drama to block. You know what I mean? In like the friend group or the industry or whatever. But if I can just block if they're like a shitty dude, or if I think they're racist, or I just like, sometimes I preemptively block because I know that there are people who like harass women online, and I'm like, I don't even want my tweet to get in their sphere. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'll be like, oh, preemptive block on this bitch. And then I can just like live in peace. You know,
there you go.
We weren't meant to interact with everyone. We were meant to like, you know like the six people in our office, and then just say hello to strangers on the street without knowing anything about their lives or their porn likes. You know what I mean? Like, we weren't meant to know this much about people.
Right.
We're just getting back to the old days with a good block.
Yeah. Just got it late. It's a great way to keep yourself healthy.
You got to block the dairy and block the people. That's what you got to do. There it is.
Block bad vibes, block lactose.
Yeah.
The mute button hasn't failed me yet. I guess like the downside with the mute button is lack of satisfaction. Like, it doesn't feel satisfying. You're not being like blocked.
Yeah.
But also, they might still think you're hearing what they're saying. It's more of a dishonest way to block someone, I guess.
But they can also like see your stuff. If I don't want them seeing any of my shit.
Got it.
Block.
It's just a complete severance of any either direction of communication.
Yeah.
Got it. How is TikTok with all the blockage and the...
I don't know anything about TikTok. Yeah. Twitter is my main thing.
I just lurk. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, I use it in a way, it's like, nobody even knows I'm here. It's like YouTube for me.
You just go in there, leave no trace, like a real creep. Yep. Yeah.
Go in there, leave my mouth just agape for about 45 minutes straight or until the friendly person's like, hey, 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 been scrolling for a while. Maybe you should stop. And I'm like, shut the fuck up and keep giving me my dance instruction videos.
That's wild that they like instituted the, hey, man, like, this isn't good.
Yeah, they're like, even we know this is bad.
Because it usually, like Facebook, you need to like, you know, threaten to just take them off the fucking stock market to get them to do anything that will like slightly diminish their user engagement. So it's interesting. I guess maybe it's just like TikTok came of age when Facebook was being such an asshole.
I wonder if like, it's like reverse psychology and they're actually getting longer views because of it. Like, right. You know what I mean? I wonder if people are like, fuck you, I know.
Oh, and then it's like... right. Or like the person who's just like, hey, you've been scrolling for a while. They make it look like someone that could potentially be your parent. So yeah. You have like this so instinct like, to be like, no. Fuck you, dad.
Like, they actually like get our actual parents and we're like, how do they do that?
They're begging us. They're like, no, please, son. I've been calling you for 3 weeks. You haven't answered. You're just scrolling, man. I miss you.
This is the only way to connect.
But I know like recently they announced like that like on Instagram and stuff, they've really talked about how much like the nudging they say that they've been nudging users before they like comment or DM somebody like a creator account for the first time. Yeah. It's like, hey, asshole, just so you know, it's people that you're talking to.
Yeah.
And they say that they found like somewhat of a success rate with people like being like, oh, right.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
That is good. That it feels like they
we're like suspicious. We're like,
well, yeah, I'm like, suspicious. This came up. They came up with this in the Facebook lab.
That's weird. They did something good,
right? Huh. So, and I feel like it's they're doing that at the moment where somebody's about to post something just horrifying. So they're letting the person be more and more radicalized and like watch long Jordan Peterson, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, just don't comment.
Comedy jams. And then like once the person's ready to, you know, show how poisoned their brain has become, they're like, hey, I think the world's ready for a status report on what I got kicking around up here. And then they go to post and Facebook's like, hey, just so you know, be cool. To
be cool to people who are part of the Joe Rogan Jordan Peterson comedy jam.
Yes.
I want the them best. To bring back Def Jam, but just with those guys.
Oh,
those
God.
You get to watch Jordan Peterson cry about non-specific things.
He's the closer, too.
Yeah.
Yo, the close up got Jordan Peterson coming out. He's going to sob openly for 45 minutes.
Why is he so sad if he's living his best life, according to him? I don't understand.
That's a great question. It's just it's all too much seems to be the general vibe classic, that guy's giving.
Yeah, just the classic. I'm actually everything I'm living the antithesis of what I'm saying out loud.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everything is so great. It's like, why do the women look sexy to me? And like whatever the fuck is like daily rant is so stupid.
And didn't his daughter try and kill him?
Oh, my God. There was, like, a whole bunch of things. But you know what? She was, like, dating Andrew Tate or whatever. So very alpha of her to try to kill her father.
Was she?
Didn't she, like, have an affair with Andrew Tate?
Oh, that's real. I have no idea. Just the fact that you would have
invoked his name. I don't know if it's real, but I know that they at least, like, spoke. There are pictures of them together. There's, like, rumors that they had an affair, but I don't know.
I don't think there was like attempted first degree homicide. I think that she was like doing something weird with like giving him like strange medical treatments that were not. Anyways, listeners.
Yo,
wow.
He was dating her. I don't know if they're still, but yeah, he was dating Michaela Peterson.
While she was power married, couple. Right? Or something? I
White
don't
know. Power couple. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Zyte gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, how to bustling retail business and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back, and the midterms are a-happening. They're coming up.
I do not feel good. I do not feel good about this.
Yeah, it's freaky times ahead.
Yeah, bad country we live in. But yeah, they're going to be very consequential this year, as they will be probably for the next 100 years until something unfucks all the white supremacy, Christo-fascist, homophobic, election denier damage that has been done over the past 8 years, basically.
I'm sorry, but I just 12? Thought of a horror movie of like all these people running for Congress, but it's like Something Follows, but it's like Something Unfucks.
Right. Something Unfucks.
Something Unfucks.
Yeah.
Unfucks. But yeah, I mean, they're again, like you're saying, it's from the right, you got all these real wacky characters running for office, to put it very lightly. And the Republicans are going all in on all their manufactured freakouts. You got the fentanyl killing your kids with their candy boxes.
I tried to turn on the Sixers game for like 5 minutes yesterday, and the local news was on whatever channel, and they had the fentanyl, like, that popped up, like, turned on TV, and they were warning me about fentanyl coming in candy boxes. And they did the thing where they're like, they're not giving out the fentanyl in candy boxes. And then, and the interview subject, one, Alex Villanueva, LA sheriff, nightmare, go listen to A Tradition of Violence.
Yeah, Google LASD gangs.
Yes. And, but he was like, yeah, they're probably not like giving out Skittles packages full of fentanyl. But then they quickly turned in, they're like, what about parents who are worried about this? He's like, bring your candy to the sheriff's department. We'll check it for you. And it's like, so you're telling people that they need to bring their trick-or-treating candy to... And then they also told a story about, like...
They bring the candy and he just shoots it. They're like, what? Yeah.
or they pass out. They're like, yeah, this had fentanyl all over it.
Right, right. And then they also talked about, like, so something that is horrifying that happens all the time is, like, drug-addicted parents leave drugs around and their kids get into it, get into the drugs and, like, have to be saved by Narcan and taken away.
But, Jack, they were smuggling fentanyl in a box of Whoppers, which, right, by that logic, means they are trying to sell that as candy to a child to get them hooked off 7,000 fentanyl pills.
If there's one thing children know, it's what candy looks like. And to, like, the fact that it was in a Whoppers box, yeah, like that.
Kids ain't fucking with Whoppers.
Yeah. Kids aren't fucking with Whoppers, and they also know that it's not little rainbow-colored pills. But
right.
Also, and again, Whoppers, not vegan, that's the most dangerous part of it, okay?
There
not
it
the
is.
Fentanyl.
Yeah.
Are Starbursts vegan?
I don't know, but I know, like, Sour Patch Kids are. Because
you need that little bit of gelatin or whatever in it?
No, they don't have that, the Sour Patch Kids and the Swedish Fish.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
Good to know. See, look, we're learning every day. And Oreos, vegan.
Yeah. Hey,
let them
Which
know.
Which scares me a little bit.
Hey, come on now. Let's look. We have to embrace our chemicals.
We have to get our wins.
Yeah, exactly. Wherever we can get them. But yeah, the fentanyl thing, there's no fucking, like, that was a DEA agent quote that just went to the stratospheres of, like, panic media. Then our also Republicans are saying, there's a massive crime wave. We need law and order. Despite a total lack of evidence there. We've talked about how the gaps in crime reporting data aren't indicating anything like that. And then you also have the fear of, like, well, they're drag queen groomers, despite having candidates themselves that are masturbating 200 feet from a preschool. So,
right. So
again,
fucked.
They're doing a lot to really make things seem very, very freaky. That's their platform. Meanwhile, the Democrats have the 8D chess brain strategy of, again, just describing the Republicans and hoping that works.
I think the nationwide feed into, like, that crime narrative is really, mm-hmm, like, advantageous locally in specific like races, right? Like, for example, like, Mandela Barnes was doing, like, pretty well against Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, and then they, like, just hit him over and over again with ads about how he's, like, soft on crime and, like, these criminals are going to be out in the streets because of, like, the work he did as lieutenant governor to, like, make sure the parole board met, even, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, basic human rights were met. So I think, like, it all, they're like, they know exactly what they're churning out, and it feeds into their narrative at every single level with, like, actual, like, I was thinking about it and I was like, I wouldn't fall for this crime ad against Mandela Barnes or whatever. But the average person, like, if you see, I mean, advertising works. It's what our world is run on, right? Mm-hmm. So if you see it enough times, it's, of course, going to, like, imprint on you. It's a very dangerous narrative.
Well, I mean, it plays right into, you know, most, like, ingratiated white supremacist thinking that most people have just passively from existing in American culture. You could just raise the specter of, like, you know, creepy criminals and Mandela Barnes, a black man, he sides with them, and that's enough. You're like, oh god, oh shit.
Yeah.
You're right.
Right,
all my, like, my real ability to think and critical thinking skills have gone out the window. But, you know, like, in the patterns of midterms, history indicates that the president's party is usually one taking the L's, but for just due to the utter depravity of the Dobbs decision, it's made a lot of these races competitive. And right now, all of, like, the polling and analysis, you know, around voter enthusiasm is at a level that's comparable to 2018, when having Trump in office meant a lot of people were coming out. I don't think there's no need to, like, I don't think we should need to talk about, like, the actual percentages, because, you know, who the fuck knows with polling. But when it comes to, like, actual real life outcomes, the one thing you can say fairly confident is that when people are enthusiastic and are telling people, like, I'm going to vote, there's typically some uptick in the voting. Now, who's voting? Who's more motivated? TBD. But for example, in Georgia, their early voted starting last week, and the turnout is twice of what it was for 2018 midterms.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
They had 70,000 ballots in 2018. They had over 143,000 in 2022. It actually is even outpacing the presidential election by about 7,000 ballots.
Okay, Stacey. Okay, Miss Abrams.
Now, who knows? You know, you never know. You never know which way it can go. But again, it's I think Republicans clearly know that they have to do everything in their power to fuck people over, to try and prevent them from voting, because voter suppression bullshit is, like, at an all-time high. There's, like, a report in Arizona of someone saying, like, they were being filmed when they dropped their ballot off at like a drop box in Maricopa County, and someone was taping them being like, what are you, a mule? Like accusing them of being like a ballot mule and saying like, you're stealing the election, and then like following them around.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, the stuff they see on TV.
This is like, I'm sorry, I was just at the airport yesterday and I saw through TSA, it was like there were all these signs that were like, verbal abuse will not stand. Like verbal and physical. As TSA, they have to put that everywhere. They have to, because like right now everybody's just like popping off, you know, in public places.
We're in a bad place as a country. Just
we're
like
in the bad place.
Mentally bad place right now.
Yeah.
So, I do feel for anybody on the front lines of, like, you know, customer service. That's got to be fucking brutal.
And air travel, too, where, like, people travel for, like, a myriad of reasons. It's not like you're the greeter on, like, the Disney cruise or something. Right. You know, it's like some people are like, yeah, my fucking, I'm dealing with this dark shit. I got to go here or whatever. Anyway, I do want to point out that, you know, while there's all this talk of like making sure people get out to vote and stuff like that, there's a lot of energy going into the poll watcher fucking business right now on the right. Right now, General Mike QAnon Flynn has a group that is actively recruiting military vets, police, and other emergency workers to be fucking poll watchers. And it's funded by him, his brother, and Mr. Swedish Meatballs himself, Patrick Byrne, the former CEO of Overstock.com. If you remember or don't, there is some testimony from the January 6th commission where we found out that there was like this meeting at the White House where this guy, Patrick Byrne, somehow got into the White House. And as he was
just housing,
as it was described, housing Swedish meatballs.
They got to stop like, making these dudes so relatable. Okay.
Right. I know. I'm like, fuck, man. Were they? Tell me they were from IKEA.
Yeah,
if they were,
right?
Then let them go. Yeah. Let them go. You know, I'm sorry. He's with
me. The definition of like acting like you've not been there before. You just like get around the food that they have in the White House. You're just like,
just beeline for the buffet.
You can't.
Oh my God, these are better
yourself.
Than IKEA.
No, that 100% feels like he's definitely been there before. And do you ever go to like a really like incredible place like that? And you're just I only care about the buffet.
No, it's total. Just privilege.
But he probably never was there.
Yeah.
Just shows you a quick hack. He's like, go straight for the meatballs, man, when you're here. They're the best thing.
Always go straight for the meatballs.
But this group, again, they're going, like, they're trying to recruit people who they say, we're not there to intimidate. We just want to help people who feel uneasy about voter fraud and other malarkey, that they can feel safe that these fucking intimidating dudes are standing around at the fucking polling places. This former Green, I'll just read a quote from Travis Wilson, former Green Beret turned supplement company owner.
Yes.
Said, quote, this is just an opportunity for those guys to continue the mission in protecting the integrity of our Constitution. One thing I want to bring up, you know what this fucking group calls themselves? They're called One More Mission.
Wow. Okay.
Like the fucking cliche action movie plot about dudes that have nothing to fucking live for and are going to bet their lives for some uncertain outcome.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and
the
usually
town.
That ends when you're like, when you're the main character. Okay. That works out. Okay. And I guess they're all the main character in their own narratives. What they don't realize is they're actually the henchmen. And in those One More Missions, the henchmen never do so well. So
no. And yeah. Or like a gang of them die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or sometimes they all die in the One More Mission one. Anyway, right. You know, check out Space
for
Cowboys.
For white people who don't like POC, they really interact with us a lot. Like, you don't have to do this. You don't have to be there. You could be at home. You could learn knitting. You could you could do anything else with your time that would be less harmful to society. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to show you guys like one of the fucking recruiting videos for this group, because I'm just gonna play it for you. It's fucking wild. It's out of fucking control that this is, again, they're like, we're not looking for people that are like aggressive or like militant or anything. We just want to help people feel safe. This is one of the recruiting videos for One More Mission.
More than 1,600 cases of dead people casting a ballot in 2020.
Just news clips right now.
The majority of those were people who voted absentee.
It says beat the cheat, and it's all this like news clips before. Now we have wartime footage. It says America call to arms, America's call to arms, Iwo Jima flag raising. It says your country needs you.
Listen to this fucking music.
Meanwhile, party watchers are observing the election to report any irregularities.
It goes on. What the fuck is this?
Nazis?
What?
It's... It says, once again, your country needs you. This shit goes... It's like a fucking...
Do you know, like, when they gave LSD to housewives in the 50s?
Yes, that's right. What that felt
that
like.
That felt like yeah. That.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Yeah, like bad trip music videos. Like, that is yeah. Horrifying.
Here's a yeah. Jingoistic fever dream to feast your eyes upon and then be like, hey, you want to just protect voter integrity? So, yeah, it's, you know, more enthusiasm. I can only imagine there'd be equal amounts of attempts. At
they literally are just like... Their message for all these people is like, no matter what the task that they want them to complete, they're like, you're going to war. You're right. Like fighting yeah. for the country. And it's like, right. They're literally just like at a polling place.
Right.
They're at like a school or like a church. Or like, you know yeah. what I mean? Like they're just they're at a community center, like geared up to fight.
And they so desperately want for they're as they would say, for the situation to become kinetic. So like you're having right. armed people at a like voting place just looking for any excuse to
you could just
fuck
like
people up. It's
a tough mutter, dude, like calm down.
Yeah, you know? That's right. Like this is what they have instead of like tough mutters.
Get that energy out.
Yeah, yeah, bro, you need like a good run.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, for all there's so much. I mean, at a minimum, if you plan on voting, make sure you're still on the rolls.
Yeah.
Because depending on your state, there could be any number of ways that they're trying to disqualify your vote. Or make sure you know about early voting and how to do that. I'm sure we will probably talk about that this next week because it seems to be very useful information this time of year.
Yeah. They're also taking advantage of the fact that they're allowed to, like, they all probably look like those dudes who walked into a state house building with like ARs and, you know, assault weapons and were just like kindly ushered out, you know, like that.
Right.
They're generally treated with much, much more forgiveness when they show up somewhere they're not supposed to be with a gun than when a person of color shows up anywhere without a gun. So,
yeah.
Or to even vote.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check your eye out on one more mission. It doesn't, based on like what they're saying, it sounds like they only started like a few weeks ago. So it seems like a kind of last, like it doesn't seem like a very organized thing. But again, you give a bunch of fucking weird people a terrible reason to get together and fucking harass
like,
people.
It's like if you give a mouse a cookie, but it's like if you give a neckbeard an AR-15.
Yeah. Yeah. Then he'll probably ask to control democracy in the whole.
Yeah.
You know, not, these things are never well organized, though. If you think about the robbery in the town, that was a one last job deal.
Wait,
Robin,
what was that?
The Town, the movie The Town,
where
they're like we're robbing the cathedral, Fenway Park. Like, no, nobody calls it the cathedral in Boston, but all right. Or, you know, Unforgiven or Space Cowboys or The Mule.
All Clint Eastwood. What's Clint Eastwood? He's always one. He's Mr. One More Job.
Yeah. Also, so Fast and Furious films, as you pointed out, all one last job.
Pretty much all some version of like, that's behind me, man.
Yeah.
But we need you this one last time. All right. For the eighth time.
And then you end up in a Mazda driving up to a satellite in space.
So. Exactly.
All right. That actually just got me excited for the next Fast and the Furious movie.
Take a Mazda straight to space.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and we wanted to check in briefly with delivery robots, because as we all know, they are the future of, oh wait, they actually suck, it turns out.
No.
Delivery robots, really? not very good at their job.
Oh.
So in 2019, FedEx announced that they were testing a fancy new delivery robot called Roxo, which is aggressive, that could traverse urban landscapes on the road or on sidewalks and even climb stairs right up to your front door. They have like a neat little like five-wheel apparatus under it. It looks like a gas, like one of those like gasoline canisters.
Or like a propane tank or something. Yeah.
Yeah. At which point it would presumably just deliver your package and not become self-aware and murder you. But they apparently were designed to autonomously navigate around cars and pedestrians using cameras and what they call LIDAR sensors.
Yeah.
Just
light detection ranging.
Right. Just an editorial note when naming a sensor that is supposed to be able to prevent us from getting run over by an autonomous robot, or like, crashing our car, or, you know, steering to avoid one of these things and like crashing into a playground or whatever the fuck. Like, don't take the well-known and trusted sensory technology of radar and just replace the first syllable with lie. I feel like that's
scientists not quite known for their branding abilities.
Yeah.
They're like, sorry, we're just
reach out.
Quite literally describing what it does.
Yes.
How about FibDAR?
Yeah. We'll call it a bullshit detector. I don't know. Yeah. What's best? But so we just learned, though. So this was all back in 2019 when we just had autonomous robotic delivery devices in our eyes and, you know, hope in our hearts. Recently, FedEx has reportedly announced they're stopping development on Roxo to focus on nearer term opportunities.
Oh shit.
Which,
so that's a nice way of being like, yo, that shit is is trash, man. Yeah. We're not gonna be able to figure this out for a while.
Yeah. That came less than a month after Amazon announced that Scout, their delivery robot that could, judging from the promo photo, deliver mysterious packages to toddlers in public parks. That appears to be what's happening in this. Like, if you look at it, this one looks more like a cooler that you, like a cooler you could wheel on the beach. Like, it has like six wheels, but it would drive right up to your kid and open its contents to him, according to this picture.
That sounds like a threat.
I know. Yeah. It's like that. Well, that's what happens if you startle the scout. It has to make itself big to, you know, let you know that it means business. Well, so Amazon recently announced operation on Scout is not shutting down exactly, but as Amazon claimed, they are pivoting and reimagining, which involves all of the team members disbanding and being assigned new roles within the company. So,
okay.
I was trying to find this video, but I can't find it, of my dog like freaking out about one of those security robots near Kaiser. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, that's the one I was going to talk about, because that's the one that is like, they seem to really be pushing hard on that.
Yeah, my dog was like, what the fuck is this? And was like trying to fight it. And it was just like, the robot was like moving and then stopping. And I was like, are you guys like, what is happening here?
Wait, what do those ones look like? They have like the siren on top?
I'd say they're about 5'2". That sounds way more precise. They could be like 4 foot tall, but they're
kind of tall. Like R2-D2 shaped, like a little bit 2B at the top, and then they go down like a portable air conditioner sort of thing. And they have lights and they beep a little bit.
And
how do they provide security exactly?
I have no idea. I feel like they probably have like a camera or something. But there's like, I literally saw like one of them right next to an actual security guard, and the security guard just looked pissed that this new kid was taking his job. You know what I mean?
So is that what it's for? I thought it was for delivering things between the pharmacies.
It says security on it. Like,
wow. Okay.
I don't see any capability for delivery. Like, I don't know. It just seemed like it was like kind of patrolling when I saw it.
Yeah,
every time I've seen it.
It does have a very like uncanny, unsettling security, like on patrol, and also unsettling because it is the slowest thing I've ever seen move.
It is so slow, but then it like the way it starts and stops is really weird. Do you remember like in Black Mirror where they had the robot dogs? Was that
No, that was reality. I think that was Boston Scientific.
No, but there was one where there were like robot dogs and they were like chasing forever and like trying to kill somebody.
Oh, yeah. Metalhead.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, we're not there yet, but I don't like how slow this one's moving, because like it makes me feel like it doesn't need to move slow, which means that it has like more nefarious weapons.
Right. It reminds me of like Friday the 13th. Like the scariest thing about Jason to me was always that he always walked so slowly.
Yeah.
You know, like you could run away from him and he was just taking his time. And it was like, well, that's weird. Like,
why are you so confident?
So confident. It's just like,
I'm from hell.
Yeah,
I'm from hell. Yeah. Same we with move like, different.
Jason or Michael Myers become so much less scary if you picture them like break into a jog.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
Like, hey man, don't wear yourself out.
Just untie
especially
your shoes.
Especially since like Jason would be like 80 years old now.
Yeah, he would definitely pull a muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know. It feels like we're not there yet, and people
They're not paying off on the promise of like these motherfuckers be zipping around town. They don't need any supervision. I've seen there's like on I feel like at like Melrose and fucking Highland, I regularly see one of these robots taking so damn long to cross the fucking street to the point where like sometimes you see people helping the shit.
Yeah, I know. I literally was gonna be like, if you see a robot that needs help crossing the street.
Yeah, find a police officer and start trying to find their father. Because
find a police officer and say that, that robot is talking about Black Lives Matter. And then just see what happens to the robot then. It's like wild, because you could see people now. It's like, I raised you better than to not help that robot cross the street. I expect so much more out of you. But I don't know, like, because the sense, like most things that are automated, right? These things are not actually, they're not actually automated.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the level of technology has gotten to the point where you don't need a person who is watching them at all time. You can have a person who is watching two of them at all times, basically trying to, you know, catching if they get caught, like not being able to cross the street or Like one of the food delivery bots got caught up at a like yellow caution tape crime scene in LA. Unfortunately, they just didn't know how to deal with that and just walked right into the crime scene and fucked everything up for the police. Yeah.
That's that robot was like ACAB. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good job. Yeah, yeah.
I'm kidding.
It's probably robot privilege where they're like, the cops have always been nice to me. So,
yeah,
you know.
I've never heard of any problems here.
My cousin is a cop. You know, there's probably all sorts of robotic technologies that are working.
My cousin is that Kaiser robot.
My cousin is RoboCop.
RoboCop, yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's like one in the UK, a food delivery thing, like just wandered into the streets and caused somebody to like have to do an emergency stop. It's a mess. And like there is... Anytime you see one of those and you're like, wow, they're really just sending that thing out there, it's actually somebody controlling it and doing the work, which is good because you want people to have jobs. It's bad because this is, the end game here is just finding more and more efficient ways to make it so that one corporation can suck all the profits directly up to, you know, the board or, you know, the shareholders and not pay anybody along the way, which has been more and more what we've used technology for in the Western world. Is just more and more the technology is used to take humans out so you don't have to pay them. And it's going to go in a bad direction.
Yeah, I feel like automation is fine as long as you invest in the communities like around it, like as long as you invest in the changing like landscape of employment, you know what I mean, and provide the skill sets that allow people to like expand their knowledge to be able to like do those things, to control the robots or to provide like infrastructure for them. But it just seems like people just want robots to play with right now.
Right. The amazing thing is that the big problem that these delivery bots is running into is that cities have major infrastructure problems that make it impossible to be a pedestrian. So
they're like inaccessible for people with wheelchairs. I bet you they're going to like, because Amazon will be like, we need a ramp here. They're going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for the robots and for like Amazon or whatever the fuck, these companies, rather than like the people ADA. Who like live in the fucking cities.
But this is how you have to provide a walkable city that is like navigating. Like that people can navigate on wheelchair is like because they need to make it more navigable for the delivery bot.
Robots are like, I love the Grove.
Right. Yeah.
So flat. Also, not as many unhoused people. Vote Caruso if you want it to look like this.
Right. It's like beep boop boop. Robot?
Right. I mean beep boop boop boop. Karen Bass, too woke. What?
Yeah. Robots start complaining about woke culture.
Yeah, honestly, this city really went to crap. Like, what? But I think I do want to add, though, right? Because, Paulovi, to your point about like automation works if you are actually considering what the effects are going to be to the people who are previously doing the work. Because if you read any like internal research document that circulates around the companies that fucking use this shit, it's like a fucking for the profit horny. Like, this is a wet dream. To talk about these robots. Like, there's one that says, according to analysis, quote, Sidewalk robots could deliver food orders as little as 6 cents per mile, 20 times less than the cost of human delivery. If every household in the U.S. were to use robot delivery for groceries, today's average of 1.6 trips per week per household would translate into a $4 billion market opportunity. Moreover, the cost and convenience could encourage customers to order groceries in smaller batches at higher frequency.
Mm.
Like, that's what it all, like, that's what they're, it's not about, like, and then that money, whatever. They're like, nah, motherfucker, this is $4 billion on the table. They also said, they go on to say, this says that additional use cases for robot delivery that will extend past groceries. Domino's would create a $500 million opportunity, for example, if robots were to deliver its pizzas because of all the money saved. Ow, because they don't need benefits. They don't need gas. They don't need dignity.
Yeah.
They need, like, oil care, right? they need like health care for their nuts and bolts, right?
Yeah, they charge health care.
Charge
they
them
health care costs. But health care is provided by Jiffy Lube, which is significantly cheaper than.
Do you think
that they're electric motors?
The Tin Man dreamt this for his generations after. I am my ancestors' wildest dreams, and it's Tin Man.
He's, who knows? We got to find his. We got to find his early poetry and see what it looks like to get in his head.
Yeah, but Roxo definitely has a heart, so that's something that the Tin Man couldn't compete with.
I know earlier in this article, I think it was you or Jam was talking about what happened to pneumatic tubes and shit.
Yeah, I was
flying around.
I always think about that, because when I was a kid, I always wanted to have a tube and then I could change like Batman or whatever.
Pneumatic tubes so dope. Like that. Yeah. That's when I thought that the Kaiser things were delivering, and I think like that might be part of it, because they do seem to be like sometimes just roving around the whole Kaiser campus. Like Kaiser's our big healthcare provider in California, like just going on errands from one building to another. Like that used to be like our dreams of pneumatic tubes, like the, you know, just a world where every house had a pneumatic tube and you just like dropped something in there and it was just instantly whisked away. Like that was what the future was supposed to look like. Yeah.
Like apartment buildings should have like trash and laundry chutes. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Come on, chute technology. Let's get on it.
More chutes, less robots.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got it. It's like almost, I wonder if there's a study that said, like, if you improved people's ability to travel very easily, not using cars, how much that would generate business for you, too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if we lived in spaces that were easier to walk around, to bike around, or like to have public transit, how much better it is for the car. It's like almost like, now let's fucking put all of that money or like emphasis on the fucking robots rather than like, how about you could also make it easier for customers to get to you, too. If you want to be super thinking about your bottom line and shit, because it's always funny that we're like solving the weird problem and not the simple one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. These robots, but the roads are fucked.
What if you provided a place where people just liked to be because their kids could walk around and like not feel like they were going to get run over by a car or a autonomous delivery bot? Like what?
Right.
And then businesses were there and people just wanted to like hang out there. And
take these golf courses.
Mark. I'm sorry, we don't have the technology available for that.
And in fact, I'm double booked right now, so I need to leave this Zoom meeting. Get the fuck out of my face. That does not make any sense.
For real.
Well, from something that doesn't make any sense, let's move on to something that makes sense. Vasectomy mania sweeping America.
Or is it? I mean, it's definitely more than we've ever seen, for sure. Like
are watching it.
Huh?
Vasectomies.
We're watching vasectomomania
now. Okay.
Cool. Okay. The Nutcracker just checked in.
So
that's actually a van.
That's the thing that like even the pro vasectomy things, like there's like the Nutcracker mobile that provides like portable or mobile vasectomies. But it's like Nutcracker really makes it sound like much more violent and uncomfortable than it needs to be. Like
I feel like dudes have to masculinize it. You know what I mean? Because it's
right.
so tied to like
to
identity.
Get, yeah.
So they're like, yeah, I got my nuts crushed, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude. What you doing later? Well, you know, like, I don't really want Linda to like have to take like hormonal birth control or anything like that. I just think like probably the most equitable solution here is just get my fucking balls rocked, bruh.
Pulp.
I'm sorry. Is that what they do? Actually, nah. They're just like sealing tubes and shit. Actually, where like sperm goes.
It's actually easily reversible and it's not that bad.
But I mean, we knew that from The Office because Michael Scott, snip, snap, snip, snap. Obviously.
Right. Snip, snap.
But it's not like a nationally coordinated marketing campaign, but there's like fun stuff. Like
that's the latest TikTok interested. Trend is just dudes getting vasectomy.
That truly is. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there's a hot dog restaurant which offers free milkshakes with proof of vasectomy. There's a doctor with the Nutcracker, as mentioned, his mobile clinic. But yeah, some dudes are like live streaming their vasectomies on social media.
Yeah.
And there's some weird Etsy stuff like vasectomies prevent abortions and like that's a t-shirt that was kind of going viral this summer because abortions, people were losing the right to their own
reproductive
health care. Oh shit. Yeah, you weren't here this summer. Oh no.
I'm like I'm like Jared Leto coming back from a desert trip being like, right. What's the pandemic?
Eh?
What's Roe v. Wade got to do with it?
Right. But this is very necessary because as of 2021, just 3% of women under the age of 30 in the US rely on a partner's vasectomy as a contraceptive. And there's a lot of like bullshit claims that vasectomies cause psychological stress and possess a risk that vasectomized men could be cuckolded. That
what?
Are
whoa for free?
Are you kidding?
Yo, hold on. Now, normally I gotta pay top dollar to get cucked.
Right?
You're saying I can be a responsible partner and get cucked for free? Okay.
Wow.
They're like, no, that's not what we mean, sir. Oh,
that is so funny that they. That's like the whole blue balls thing. They're like, it's a real issue.
Can
you believe it? It's like, I don't know anything about like a woman's body, but like, you got to believe that if I get horny, like it'll be bad for me.
It hurts.
I have a couple friends who got vasectomies.
Okay, good bragging.
Hey, they got their shit rocked. Okay. It was fucking sick. But it is interesting how much like I went from being like, yo, a vasectomy. And then someone was like, yeah, man, it's like, it's real quick. And it's like, I was like slightly uncomfortable for a little bit. And I was like, okay.
Oh,
okay. That's good to know.
Me.
Yeah. And then you watch like the TikTok video, like the dude is kind of uncomfortable, but not nearly the discomfort you would have from, you know, the chaos of an unwanted pregnancy or just, you know, generally not being a considerate partner. But yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. That helps. Yeah.
The people who are live streaming it, I don't know if they're playing it up to be like to get sympathy or whatever. But
they're like, oh, they're cracking them.
It's also interesting, like the culture around it. Like, there's a doctor in Florida who has billboards everywhere and refers to himself as Florida's vasectomy king. Like, he's like a real estate broker or something. The vasectomy king. But his billboards are so omnipresent that like people put up. Like, there's a one where it's like low cost, no cost vasectomy. And then right under it, someone put up a rum billboard that was like, ouch, looks like you could use Wicked Dolphin rum. Right.
And the dolphin's grabbing its balls or like presumably its front balls. Fins are like,
point. Ooh. I missed that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed that.
Oh, I'm always
so funny. I love the idea of like an ad on a bench, like a real estate ad, but like it's just like censored by the bench.
Right. Well, Pallavi, as always, truly a pleasure having you back on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Pallavi Ganalan, PallaviGunalan on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. You guys, I realized I started a podcast that's like kind of like similar to this in that it's called City Council, but it's spelled C-O-U-N-S-E-L, like getting a counselor or whatever. But I release it every Wednesday and it's a comedy politics podcast. And we talk about, we have like a trivia game at the top and then we talk about some headlines and it's focused more on like local issues, local politics. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, there's overlap here. So I've been doing that. I have my Patreon so I can help pay for my labor over here. but yeah, that's where you can find me. And I'm doing shows all over LA again. So
nice.
I'm back, baby.
And is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yes. And if there's any way you can play this, hold on. I have to share this. Okay. So Matt Lieb on Twitter. I don't know. Do you guys know Matt Lieb?
Yeah,
he's never heard of guest.
He's really,
yeah, we love Matt.
He's really funny. I love his videos. He put out this video. It's a two-parter because it's so long, and I think the second half is funnier than the first half. I mean, it's all great, but it's a Taylor Swift song redone to be about The Sopranos. I don't know if you guys could play a clip.
It's like the opening of The Sopranos.
I can see you staring, honey. Creeping on my fireman buddies, treating everyone in this town like a fool.
Ah, Johnny Cakes.
That's the Johnny Cakes story.
I can feel you waking, Vito, like a fat Dago Wop Guido, hungry for much more than some gabagool.
It like goes on for like several minutes, and the last part becomes really meta, where they're like, and he brings in like a female voice, and she's like, "Who's this song for?" It just gets dumber and dumber, and it's so funny. And I love Matt Leib's videos; he's really good.
Yeah, his joke songs are fantastic,
amazing.
Yeah,
Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. You can also find Jack and I on our other podcast, Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. We're talking about basketball because the NBA season has started. And wow, what a treat.
Teams are a collective 0-4.
I need to talk to you guys about this random thing, but like, I need recommendations from you guys on basketball documentaries, because like, I don't know shit about basketball, but I always watch documentaries that come out because it's the only thing that like hypes me up in my life. Like, I just get, I'm like, oh, let's fucking go when I watch like any basketball. And I don't know, I don't pay attention to shit. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
maybe
yeah,
pop
we'll
culture
give you
is the best, but I watched Redeem Team recently. And
yeah,
that was,
I was gonna say that's the new one. Yeah, that everybody's pumped.
There's
about.
Another.
No,
Lakers
I literally
one.
As soon as a new doc comes out, I'm like, oh, I got a lot time to watch this, and it's like the weirdest thing about my personality. But I'm like,
I need
new basketball documentary. Yeah.
You're like, we're getting that chip, man. We're getting that chip.
Fuck yeah.
Like, what? Okay. And also find me and Sophia Alexandra on a 420 Day Fiance. Let's see, man, there's been so many fucking good tweets. First up, I do want to shout out our guest, Paula Viganalan. I don't remember what it is, but I can recite the tweet, because I think you said, I don't want to make this a haunted house. I'm trying. Oh, no, this it is. Me proposing. This is from at Paula Viganalan. Me proposing. I'm trying to turn this haunted house into a haunted home, which just felt right. Love that. Love that. Let's see. There's so many. Fuck. Okay. This one is also really good. This is from Ben Phillips at Ben Phillips 76. It says, German TV news on what is happening in British politics is amazing. No need to understand German. Just watch to the end. And here is this, German news broadcast talking about what is happening in the UK.
Woraufhin dann der stellvertretende Fraktionschef das Parlament mit den Worten verließ, I'm fucking furious and I don't fucking care anymore. Ich übersetze das jetzt mal.
What? Why? How'd that happen?
I don't know. I don't know, but I love it. Next up, at Ernie Lies tweeted, Beetlejuice is a horror movie about what if you knew a guy who wouldn't stop doing bits?
Yeah, that was mine.
And then finally, Drew Burrs at Buddy_Ferrara tweeted, I don't know if this is a pick from like Lord of the Rings show or something, but it just says, my house plant. Watching me pour water in my bong. And it's like clearly this like dude who's like decomposing.
That's from House of Dragons. That's like the
dying House of Dragons. Okay.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's him like at the end of his life, like dying.
Oh man, things don't go well for him, huh?
No, spoiler alert.
Wow. Oh, hey, all good. My first thing was like, damn, my plants. Fuck.
All right. Tweet I've been enjoying is the Beetlejuice one. And also No Paparazzi tweeted, Nathan Fielder is Borat for people who are lactose intolerant, which
oh, God.
True enough.
So everyone except the Germans, basically.
Except for non-Germans. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do we think people might enjoy today?
This track, I think this is like a French house pop group. It's called Miel de Montagne. I think that means honey from the mountain. I don't know. I know miel is honey, and I think what they're talking about is mountain. Anyway,
I think
this track is called...
Oh,
no.
That's what we say. Shit. That's what ballet dancers say before we go on stage. We say mierd. Because
really?
We can't say break a leg.
interesting.
Well, shit. Here we go. Yeah.
And this is called Le Tuto, and it's like a really playful track. I don't know why this is a very vivid image, but like I found a home video and I popped it in. And it was like some French family's vacation. And I'm like, oh, this is whimsical. That's the energy of this track. Like it's got a good upbeat feeling with the French lyrics I don't understand. Could be talking about some fucked up shit, but it feels cool. So this is Le Tuto. Check it out.
Do they just break into American swear words in the middle
yeah,
of it?
Like they're like, I'm fucking furious.
I'm fucking furious and not going to take it anymore.
All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. But we are back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.